I have no idea. She's in with somebody right now.
Oriented, I don't think it's any wonder that they believe that our system lacks balance. The latest thing I've been hearing is that the system is broken. And these people are Alaskans. The wildlife belongs to all of us, and we should listen to their concerns. Now on to my solutions, and I won't take much more of your time, but you know, we're fortunate in Alaska with the size we have and with the abundance and diversity of wildlife that we can provide this balance in our wildlife management programs so that all values can be met somewhere, probably usually in most places in Alaska. I think balance means providing areas in Alaska where intensive management for human consumption is not the primary management goal. It also means that wolf control should occur in areas where the goal is to keep predators at low or moderate levels to enhance prey populations so people can use them for food. I guess I don't think the solution to the problem is additional mandates to the board or to the commissioner. These measures have been tried several times, and they haven't worked. They don't do anything but polarize the issue. I think the solution is to demonstrate to all Alaskans that we have a biological-based and balanced wildlife management system or program in Alaska that recognizes diverse values that we have for wildlife. If we can demonstrate to the public that our goal, that this is our goal, and begin to make changes to achieve this goal, we can begin to move towards a solution. We're not going to get agreement with the extremists on either end of the scale because they don't want to recognize the values of anybody else as being legitimate. However, if we go this way, we're going to have the support of the vast majority of Alaskans. I think we need to begin this process by sitting down together to consider revisions to our wildlife management statutes. And concurrently, we should form a small group of stakeholders to discuss the biology situation in McGrath and have work with them to reach consensus on a management direction in this area. We've had a lot of success in working with these groups in the past, and I think we can do it again so that we can move ahead in the McGrath area. To forge lasting solutions, we have to include all of the reasonable stakeholders in the debate and in the solution. Inclusion of the extremists on either extreme won't be helpful because they won't compromise, but I'm convinced from my experience that most Alaskans will. And I think that's the way we start. And I think that we need to work to get that way, and I guess I will wait and just take specific questions about the bill that you have before you, and I'll answer what I can. Thank you.
Questions, Senator Kelly?
Wayne, the first, do you want to comment on the second, section two and three, just specifically, give some quick thoughts on those, and is the bill made a better bill by removing Section 1?
I worry that Section 1 of the bill creates conflict where we don't have to have it, and it could end up in court.
Doing good anyway, is that what you're saying?
Nobody's going to listen.
Now, Section 2, I guess I would say that the aircraft and use of aircraft have to be part of the solution. I think that the way this is structured, the practice of land and shoot would be allowed over a broad area of Alaska because you're talking about any area where the Board of Game has identified for intensive management. You might want to consider reducing that to areas where the Board of Game has authorized a wolf or predator control implementation plan. It's fewer and it might provide a lot less controversy for your bill.
Let's talk about what that is. Now, they've authorized a predator program in McGrath. Have they authorized it anywhere else?
Mr. Chairman, at the present time, we have it authorized in McGrath in Unit 20D around the Delta area, and there's it authorized in the 40-mile 20E area, and also the board will consider at this meeting whether to add Unit 13 to that area or to that list.
And what are the areas that they have, what additional areas are they authorized for intensive game management unit? All those have intensive game management unit, but what additional?
Mr. Chairman, we're going through that process now with the board, and I don't have a map, but it's almost all of interior Alaska. The few areas that have been left out of saying that we should try to manage them intensively because of the way the statutes are structured. There's a couple areas on the North Slope which are now being petitioned by one of the villages up there to be included. And I believe Kodiak Island, no, it's listed for, it's where we want to manage intensively, but the board recently made a decision there wasn't any practical thing to do. So in reality, there's been very, very few areas identified in Alaska where human harvest isn't an important element of our wildlife management program. And I think that's appropriate. Most places, human harvest is an important part of our program, and human consumption is a very important part or reason. So it's hard to say that there's going to be any areas that aren't.
Wayne, a predator control program, is that done under emergency regulations and has a fairly short lifespan?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Kelly, no, they're usually done for 5-year periods, 5 years at a time. All of, and since we've had this current statutes the way they are, wolf control programs have been implemented for 5-year periods, or authorized, I should say. They haven't been implemented.
They've been authorized yet
for 5-year periods by the Board of Game. And the only time they've used emergency action was at the last meeting in the McGrath thing because they were taking it up out of cycle, not because that was the only reason.
In McGrath, it's declared under intensive management, correct?
Yes, it is.
So the problem would be that by the time we got this through the process, McGrath might find itself as being the area that's left out, because if the governor can stack the board like he wants to, you may not get the board to then declare McGrath under a predator control program. So if we change this not to be under a predator control program, we might find a large area of Alaska, or not a large area, we may find that McGrath is sitting on the outside of the bubble, and that's one of the areas that we've just simply got to address.
Mr. Chairman, I think what the way the board took action and what they have done since the meeting in January is that emergency regulation they passed has been now converted over to a regular reg long term, and it will go on for 5 years. The board would have to rescind that action to take it. And I guess that where it would create problems would be in the timing and the board cycle, where you would to create, or for the board to take action to create a new area for where they authorize predator control, you have to have a full board meeting. The law requires a public meeting in the area, and that kind of thing. So it could delay it for possibly a year. But in most places, we know ahead of time what's coming up. And
maybe I wasn't listening well enough. Could delay what for a year?
Could delay the authorization for land and shoot.
Of any area that you...
Of any area that...
But since nobody's going to implement it, nor has implemented any in the last 5 years, and it won't be implemented for at least another 3, what difference does it make?
Mr. Chairman, the way this bill is structured, this would make land and shoot hunting a normal method of hunting in these areas. No permit would have to be issued.
Oh, well, then the people of Alaska would go out and do it themselves instead of waiting around to do something you've been authorized to do for years and refuse to do.
Senator Lincoln, you had a question?
I do.
I like this bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Wayne, the concern that I've got is... I wish I had a side-by-side to see what intensive management looked like versus the predator implementation plan, I think you referred to it as, of a side-by-side of what that would do. But since I don't, I just want a piece of legislation where McGrath, Allakaket, Tsawwath Bluff, some of the other areas that have already identified this as a serious problem of not having wolves and seeing the increase, I mean, not having moose and seeing an increase in the wolf population, that they can have a program that would be implemented immediately. And when my concern is when I hear the governor, who is of my party, say we will implement a wolf control in the McGrath area if you will take up the Toklat wolves, and there was one other thing. So in order to do that, two other things had to be accomplished. And I think somebody referred to it today as being held hostage. And I object to that kind of management, too. That either we have a problem in these areas and we should address them and we should correct them, or we are held hostage. And I want a solution for the people that depend upon that moose and caribou for food. I want a solution, and not a year down the road or 2 years down the road. That's my bottom line.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Lincoln, the way the bill is drafted, as soon as it went into effect, land and shoot hunting would be a permitted activity as a method of hunting or trapping in the whole area that you're talking about, because almost all of those, the board has completed the process of identifying populations for intensive management, so that that bill would do this. For the current
bill.
This committee substitute would allow that to happen. What you have to realize is that in much of Alaska around McGrath, that land and shoot hunting is probably not going to be that effective because of the type of topography in the country that you have.
And Mr. Chairman, I would agree with that, that it's not so easy to land and shoot. I mean, I know that that's not an easy thing to do. I think it's not an easy thing to do to fly and shoot. So it's not like you're going to see a whole slaughter of wolves take effect. But I mean, I don't. If this bill accomplishes that by having the word intensive management, then I'll sign my name to it, because that is my bottom line. We've waited so many years to have a solution, and there just hasn't been one forthcoming from the administration.
Mr. Chairman, if you're done, I didn't mean to.
Yeah.
We have Dick Bishop signed up to testify. Do you want to testify, or would you rather move the bill?
Can I get a vote on that?
You just did
that. I'd rather move the bill.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move the bill as we have the new CS, which is the H version. I think we adopted it, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Okay, I would move the CS.
Any objections? Without objection, the Resources Committee substitute is moved out of committee with individual recommendations.
Pull that other part on finance.
You might leave it.
No,
we'll pull that other part on finance.
Okay. Pete? We're adjourned.
You might leave it just for the rest of the body. There's always that. Thanks.
Let me sign the orders for that.